These are eggs. Quick whisk, no risk, protein punch, power lunch, bake for dinner, easy winner, fed the lot, hit the spot, eggs. And why pick up more eggs when you're shopping? Because there are more ways to enjoy them. Like bacon and mushroom fried rice with poached eggs, delicious sautéed potatoes with spinach and eggs, or everyone's favourite, a simple cheese omelette for lunch. So versatile, so nourishing. And always choose eggs with a Board Bia quality mark for the highest standards verified at every stage. Eggs, crack on.
On this week's Big Tech Show, how will the latest developments in artificial intelligence affect your life? Will you get new powerful personal assistants? Are you in danger of something terrible happening? We explain what's going on.
Just a couple of weeks ago, Anthropic, which is OpenAI competitor, their startup lab, actually founded by former OpenAI employees, they actually eclipsed GPT-4 only just a couple of weeks ago with their latest model, and the internet went crazy. This is just better than GPT-4 at everything. So OpenAI had to respond to that.
The Big Tech Show, available on all podcast platforms.
On the latest episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry, I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Ava Oersmond, chatting all things life lessons.
People often say to me when they come to my clinics, and now especially when they come to the hotel, they are like, you know, Ava, you are not the persona you the TV have, you know, made you to be. And actually, sometimes I'm thinking, my God, that's terribly sad that there is that negative. There's some people who absolutely don't like me because what they saw on television.
As ever, it's available on all podcast platforms.
Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. See. It was a social media post published on Monday morning by Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, aiming to clear up any confusion after a very busy 24 hours for the royal family. The previous afternoon, on Mother's Day, a photograph had been posted online on her social media accounts. Kate and her three children all huddled up together in a scene that represented a happy and normal family. It was clear the image was aimed at dispelling any speculation around Kate's medical issues and her disappearance from public life that has plagued the royals for months. The only issue, though, was that the photograph appeared to be doctored.
What in the botched Photoshop is this? That's what a bunch of people on the internet are saying about this just-released photo of Kate Middleton with her family.
Major news organizations, including Associated Press and Reuters, noticed that Charlotte's hand, among other things, was edited beyond their standards.
This lady has responded to it by saying, sorry, I was just faffing around on Photoshop. Merry Christmas.
I feel like they would have gone through social media teams, like people would have seen it, but just the edits are a bit weird.
I'm Denise Callanan, and today on the Indo Daily, former royal correspondent for the BBC, Jenny Bond, discusses how the latest royal blunder has poured gas on conspiracy theories surrounding Kate Middleton, and a look at the other photographic scandals that have followed the Windsors through the decades. Jenny, this level of fascination with Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, it all started when she was admitted to hospital earlier this year. Can you remind us briefly what happened then?
Yes, it was back in January, and I, as well as many other royal commentators, was absolutely shocked to hear that the Princess of Wales was in hospital and she was going to undergo planned abdominal surgery, major surgery. And that's all we were told, beyond the fact that the palace had no intention of issuing bulletins every day. They were going to give progress reports as and when necessary. And it will probably be after Easter before we would see her again. That, I think, was the big shock, that she was going to be in hospital for the best part of 2 weeks, and we probably wouldn't see her on public duty again until after Easter.
So it was quite a significant recovery period that was needed. Quite quickly then, the internet began to draw on conspiracy theories.
Conversations online are evil, actually, in my view. That's a very strong word. But honestly, if you read what goes on the internet about members of the royal family, it's 99.9% completely unsourced, unfounded, unkind, cruel. And I have in recent days been beating the drum about how serious journalists really must not dance to the tune of social media. We cannot go down the rabbit holes of the Twitter sphere and TikTok land. But do you know, it's been like that on social media ever since social media has existed. It is vitriolic place when it comes to the royals, particularly when you start talking about Harry and Meghan and William and Catherine. It becomes a very, very nasty place to visit.
So this brings us to the Sunday just gone, Mother's Day. Kate Middleton, or Catherine as we know her in the royal world, made a return of sorts, Jenny, by posting online a photograph of her and her three children. Can you tell us on first glance what this photograph looked like and what the post said?
Yeah, it's a tradition that Catherine and the children pose for a photo every Mother's Day. And in this situation, I think they really couldn't win whatever they did. If they hadn't posted that traditional picture, everyone would have said, well, there you are. You know, she's clearly in a coma or one of these other stupid allegations and suggestions that have been made. So they did post a picture. It was taken by William, we're told. We're told it was taken last week at Windsor. And when I saw it on Sunday, I thought, wow, isn't that great? Then the rumour mill started.
Charlotte's left hand has been slightly altered. Her jumper has been altered. Her skirt on the other side has been altered. So I think once you see that, you then start looking a bit deeper. And then there are other inconsistencies with that picture. Kate's right hand is blurred when it shouldn't be blurred because the focal plane is sharp at that point. There's a bit of movement on the floor.
People started scrutinising that picture. And to be fair, there are several discrepancies. And as the day went on, more and more people were taking a microscopic interest in, for example, Catherine's own zip, which didn't seem to be totally aligned, and one or two other oddities about the photo. And so the social media world went completely bonkers. And by Monday morning, it was apparent that the Kensington Palace would have to say something.
She signs it C. And the statement is this. So hold on to your hats. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused.
So we mentioned social media users spotted some inconsistencies, Jenny, but major photograph agencies also sent a note to news desks internationally. When we see that notification come in from a photo agency and it says kill in quotation marks, it was very obvious that at that professional level of photography, they had also noticed the inconsistencies in the photograph as well.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Four agencies pulled the photo or killed it in their parlance late on Sunday evening night. And then in the morning, and I think maybe this was the crunch, the British news agency, PA, which has always been traditionally very close to the palace, they pulled it as well. And that was unprecedented. My own view is that it is, in fact, a storm in a teacup, that, yeah, this was probably not the picture she should have practiced her editing skills on because it was such a significant picture. But did any harm come from it?
I would be not a fan of the royals, but I would always be intrigued by them. But I think we do have to admit, was it possibly just very bad timing for such an important photograph to prove that Catherine was healthy and well, ready to return to public life? Do you think it has counted really as one of the palace's bigger mistakes?
Catherine has made very few mistakes in her public life, but this is undoubtedly one of them. I'm afraid instead of quelling all the storm of arguments about where she is and what's going on with her health, it has simply fueled that fire to a ridiculous extent. And the conspiracy theorists are going quite wild now about, was she really in the photo at all?
People have put it together, and this face is an exact copy and paste of the face Kate Middleton made for a Vogue magazine back in 2016. And this video showing an exact overlay proves it. Look at this, the Vogue magazine cover, and as it blends out, it is the exact same face from this photo.
I think it is an innocent cock-up, and she should perhaps learn the lesson that she should invite a professional photographer in to do these pictures rather more than she does.
Jenny, it's not the first time that a photograph of a royal has been the subject of a scandal. Perhaps the most high-profile being paparazzi pictures of Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, These were taken in 1992. I don't think anyone ever hears the term toe-sucking now without thinking of Fergie on a sunbed. Can you bring us back to that period in 1992 yourself, Jenny, and tell us what it was like? What was the reaction to these photographs?
Yeah, this was in the middle of the Queen's Annus Horribilis, as she called it, after the end of the year. Windsor Castle had been burnt down, part of it anyway. So 1992 was one heck of a year, it has to be said. It started out with the separation, actually, with Sarah Ferguson and Andrew. And then we had the Diana sitting alone at the Taj Mahal. Then we had the Andrew Morton book. And then in the summer, I thought, oh, my goodness me, we have a little bit of a break, maybe. When I got a call about 5 a.m. from the news desk at the BBC saying, Jen, we need you in, we need you in. It's Fergie. She's been found topless in the south of France, having her toes sucked by her financial advisor.
The royal family's bad girl, the Duchess of York, was in the headlines again. Fergie, as she's commonly known, had been caught by the pool with her top off, smooching with her financial advisor, Texas millionaire John Bryan. One picture showed him kissing the Duchess's foot. Another showed the Duchess rubbing suntan oil into Bryan's balding head. Several featured the pair in intimate embrace.
And I, hopefully a serious journalist, I thought, oh my goodness, have I really got to go and cover this? But yes, I did. The photos were profoundly embarrassing for the Duchess of York. She was, unfortunately, at that very time, staying at Balmoral with her mother-in-law, the Queen, the late Queen, and the rest of the family. And she said later in a book that the Queen, with whom she had a very good relationship, was absolutely livid about this. And of course, she had the embarrassment of going down to breakfast and the rest of the family sitting. All the papers are always ranged out at Balmoral for everyone to look at. And what they were looking at was Fergie topless having her toes sucked.
When you saw that front page, what went through your mind?
I remember seeing it and just going, oh no, Sarah, you need help.
We all remember that scene from The Crown, Jenny. In another front page moment, Prince Harry, who did apologise, was photographed wearing a Nazi armband as a costume at a party. Now, this was a serious enough fallout. Can you describe that moment to us?
Yes, that was another shock. Huge pictures on the front pages of Harry at a fancy dress party with a swastika on his sleeve. It was a colonials and natives themed party that he was going to. But the Sun newspaper got hold of this picture and it caused a massive row.
When he disgraces the memory of the Holocaust and disgraces the memory of those who gave up their lives to defeat Nazism, that becomes the business of the world to tell him that he has crossed the line.
I felt quite sorry for Harry, really. Later in his book, he suggested that it hadn't been just his idea, that Catherine and William had been party to it as well. They'd all been trying to select a costume from wherever they select costumes. But he says it was a very poor choice and one of the biggest mistakes of his life. It took him a long time to get over that.
On a more serious note, a resurfaced photograph of Prince Andrew, the late Queen's son, has also led to serious questions in recent years. The surrounding incident culminating in both his royal and military titles being stripped. Can you remind us of that now infamous photograph of him with Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yes, this is a photo that's become pretty central to the allegations made by Virginia Giuffre against Prince Andrew. Virginia Giuffre is in the photograph, which was taken at Ghislaine Maxwell's house, as far as we know, allegedly. So the photograph shows Andrew with his arm around the waist of Virginia Giuffre, the lady who has accused him of abuse. And Ghislaine Maxwell is also in the background of that picture.
People on the inside are going to keep coming up with these ridiculous excuses, like his arm was elongated, or the photo was doctored, or he came to New York to break up with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, come on. I'm calling BS on this, because that's what it is. He knows what happened. I know what happened.
Andrew has said throughout that obviously he denies all the allegations and he has said he does not believe this is a genuine photo. but he did end up paying millions of pounds. We don't know quite how much. Suggestions are 10 or 12 million pounds to Virginia Giuffre as a settlement of a potential court case. And central really to her allegation was this photograph taken allegedly at Ghislaine Maxwell's house. Ghislaine Maxwell, who is now in prison, she is in the photograph, and Andrew is there and Virginia Giuffre, and Andrew appears to have his hand around Virginia's waist. It's still hotly disputed, but he was eventually stripped of all his titles and essentially sacked by his mother.
It's generally holiday photos of the royals that have made headlines and the front pages of tabloids internationally. The photographs of Princess Margaret in 1976, it might be another scene that people remember from The Crown, Jenny, that being where a lot of people have gathered knowledge of somewhat historical instance of the royal family. Can you tell us a little bit about those photographs?
Yes, Princess Margaret, the late Queen's younger sister, was photographed rather outrageously on the island of Mystique, where she had a home. And there have been rumours that she was having an affair with a man 17 years younger than her, Roddy Llewellyn. And indeed, this proved it. They were there. She was wearing a swimsuit and obviously enjoying life out there with Roddy and a crowd of people. So it caused an absolute storm.
They were box office.
So there was a huge shock when the News of the World published on its front page a picture of the Queen's sister in a swimsuit with a young man whom the paper called her toy boy, Roddy Llewellyn, in his tight-fitting trunks.
Photographs that I wasn't actually fully familiar with really before the last couple of days, Jenny, were those photographs of Princess Diana, one of her in a see-through skirt with two children in her arms. Can you tell us about that incident in particular?
That was a very, very early picture taken of Diana. I don't know if she was actually engaged to the prince at that time. I think she probably was, engaged to Charles. She was definitely the girl in his life. And it was taken by Arthur Edwards, a very famous photographer over here from the Sun newspaper, a friend of mine. And it just happened. She was acting as a nursery nurse, and she had a couple of children in her arms, I think, or one in her arms and one standing by her. And it was in the playground, and it just happened that the sun was shining at such an angle that her skirt became a little bit transparent. It's a long skirt. It was nothing indecent about it whatsoever, but you could just see the outline of her thighs through it. Nothing sort of sexy about it at all. I think it was really a rather lovely picture. And I know Arthur thought about whether or not he should hand it over to the picture desk, and he decided to. And personally, I think it's completely inoffensive and rather beautiful picture. And I don't think it embarrassed her particularly.
Probably photographs that did possibly embarrass her were the photos of her sunbathing topless. It was essentially repeated with Kate Middleton.
When the Duchess of Cambridge toured a mosque in Malaysia on Friday, she wore a headscarf and a fashionably modest dress. A sharp contrast to the topless photos of the royal couple sunbathing on holiday splashed across French magazine. The royal family immediately condemned the photos.
What was the fallout from those photographs, Jenny?
Yes, in 1996, Diana was spotted by paparazzi sunbathing on it was a balcony in Spain, and somehow they managed to get their photo lenses onto her. And she wasn't wearing her bikini top at the time. Not sure how distressed she was, but she said it had upset William. He was at school at the time at Eton, and he'd been teased, she said, by some fellow pupils. She said they were saying my tits are too small.
Oh my gosh.
She relayed this to the publisher of Vogue, actually. She went and had lunch with him a couple of days after that photo was published. And she was having lunch with this publisher. And she said, you know, William's upset and he's getting teased because his mates say my breasts, but she didn't say breasts, she said tits, are too small. She said, what do you think, Nicholas? Do you think my breasts are too small? So she really took them on.
Yeah, she really did.
The game.
This age of the invasive paparazzi, you know, it's largely over, we would like to think. Do you think this advent of social media has given the royal family more control over their image now?
It has, yes. And paparazzi photos are not used by the mainstream media or newspapers over here. And that was demonstrated only about 10 days ago when the first picture, not the official picture, but the first picture of the Princess of Wales was taken by a paparazzi hiding in the bushes somewhere in Windsor Great Park. And he got a picture of Catherine and her mother. Her mother was driving the car. We think they'd been on the school run. And not a single paper over here published it, but it was widely available on the internet and abroad. So paparazzi photos do not have a market over here anymore. And that has given the royal family a bit more control, if they want it, over what images are released of them. And Catherine particularly, because she does love taking pictures, she has made it a habit to take pictures of her children and release them to the media. So, yes, she does like to control. Well, who wouldn't want to control what pictures are released? I completely get it. But it may have to change in the future, I think, because this has annoyed press agencies. And I get that, too. They want their own official photographers there. And I think it may be a compromise they are possibly going to have to make in the future.
I think a couple that really have put that to the forefront of their lives are Prince Harry and Meghan. They've been quite vocal around issues of privacy. They've, you know, won significant sums in lawsuits. Do you think, Jenny, the public has a right to know certain things about the royals, or where is the line?
We clearly do have the right to know certain things, but I think the line absolutely is on health matters. I mean, it's been a convention, a tradition, an unsaid truth, if you like, that one's health is a very private matter indeed, and perhaps a woman's health more than anyone's. And if we're going to start crossing that line and saying, right, do we want cameras in on the operation of whatever Catherine had? Do we want her to take her clothes off and show us the scars? No. I mean, this is getting absolutely ridiculous. She has every right to privacy about whatever operation she has had. And I think now we have a duty to give her the space she needs. She's probably quite physically and mentally scarred by what has happened. And now I think she must be feeling utterly dejected that what was intended as a step towards showing that, yeah, I'm okay, I'm on the road to recovery, has so spectacularly backfired.
Jenny, there's been a huge amount of speculation outside of Kate's medical issues about, I suppose, a personal issue in that her marriage may not be as strong as they portray. What do you personally think about that?
Now, this is something that really riles me. We are now being led by the nose by social media trolls who know nothing. Unsourced, unfounded, cruel rumours. As far as I am concerned, the marriage is as strong as it possibly could be. And we shouldn't even be talking about whether or not there are any problems, simply because she wasn't wearing her wedding rings. It's quite a fashion statement not to wear any jewellery. Also, after an operation, sometimes your fingers swell or you lose weight and maybe they don't fit. Maybe she'd just done the washing up and she'd left them by the sink.
Perhaps, yeah.
I don't know, but we should not be led by social media trolls.
My thank you to Jenny Bond. I'm Denise Callanan, and today's episode of the Indo Daily was produced by Ian Doyle, researched by Maeve McTaggart, with sound by Gavin Hennessy. Archive clips from CNN, ABC, RTE News, BBC, ITV, Associated Press, and the Irish Independent. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to follow and leave us a review.
These are eggs. Quick whisk, no risk, protein punch, power lunch, bake for dinner, easy winner, fed the lot, hit the spot, eggs. And why pick up more eggs when you're shopping? Because there are more ways to enjoy them. Like bacon and mushroom fried rice with poached eggs, delicious sautéed potatoes with spinach and eggs, or everyone's favourite, a simple cheese omelette for lunch. So versatile, so nourishing. And always choose eggs with the Board Bia quality mark for the highest standards verified at every stage. Eggs. Crack on.